Flathead Valley Community College instructor Sam Hatfield is teaching a gunsmith course on the Army Marksmanship Unit method of rebuilding a 1911 handgun.
We take it completely down and we're actually rebuilding the firearm itself. We take everything that was done at the factory and we blueprint it and we rebuild it to within a fraction of a thousandth of an inch.
Hatfield says this helps with the firearm's mechanical accuracy. Next door is a checkering class taught by Lee Helgeland.
Which is a series of lines cut one at a time at about that angle.
Students are using a small etching tool to carve out a crisscross diamond-shaped pattern along the wooden body of their rifles.
Historically, it was for grip, for traction with your hand, as opposed to a smooth surface, which is slippery. The original idea was to make it rough for more friction for your hand. So it has a function, and like many things on here, we try to also have the design we like or the looks we like.
These are among several National Rifle Association non-credit gunsmith courses coordinated at FVCC by Fred Zeglin.
Basically, the NRA put it together many, many years ago, and the idea was to allow hobbyists and professionals to extend their skills and grow as an individual.
Zeglin says only 5 schools in the country offer these courses. This fall, he'll be taking on a new position as program coordinator for the college's new firearms certificate. He says this program is tied to the school's computer-assisted CNC manufacturing program.
And the idea behind it is to train people not so much to be gunsmiths, but to have firearms technology background so that when they go to work for a manufacturer making parts or accessories for the firearms trade, that they'll understand how those parts interrelate with the firearm. And if there is a problem, they can say, well, I know from my experience that fitting this product in a certain way will improve the way it works or maybe fix a problem that has been insurmountable for a manufacturer.
Zeglin says there are about 15 gun manufacturers in the Flathead, and he spoke with a number of them about what they're looking for.
They're not looking for gunsmiths. They're looking for machinists who have a good understanding of firearms. So the program is designed around that concept. What we want to do is teach the systems of firearms. So we'll go through a number of different guns, but it's not so much the specific gun that we want them to learn as it is how the mechanics of that firearm work.
Zeglin says there are special things about firearms, like the high pressures internally at which they operate. He says there are a number of gunsmith programs across the country, but he says this is the only one focusing on the concept of manufacturing and firearms systems.
All the other programs are designed around the idea of general gunsmithing, teaching repair, and most guys who take those classes are interested in hanging their shingle out as a gunsmith and being that independent person, whereas this class is really designed for guys who want to be a machinist and work in the firearms technology business.
The Firearms Technology Certificate at FVCC starts this fall. It's a 1-year, 27-credit certificate with room for 12 to 16 students. Applications to the program are due August 1st. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.